in March of this year, it will be 2 years since the conflict in Yemen really aggravated. And one of the largest impact of the conflict has been on children, especially when we look at the levels of malnutrition among children. We are aware that as of today, almost 462,000 or approximately 500,000 children in Yemen are suffering from severe and acute malnutrition. And this puts them at a high risk of death. This is really a crisis. And there are multiple reasons which have contributed towards this situation. One primarily being the high levels of food insecurity. In the last 7 months, the number of people with food insecurity has risen from 14 million to 17 million. Roughly 65% of the population today is food insecure and are struggling to feed themselves.
Dr. Varghese, we saw in Yemen almost 4 months ago the horrific photos of six-year-old Salem Abdullah Musbah and others who were just skin over bones. Nothing has changed since then?
So those images are correct and those realities are true even today. Since the situation has really spiraled and taken a downward trend, humanitarian actors, including UNICEF, have really doubled up their efforts to make sure that they reach the children like you described, to really provide life-saving care. And we have achieved a lot since then. Last year, almost 270,000 children with severe and acute malnutrition received life-saving care. And this has not been easy. There have been security challenges. There have been challenges in accessing certain parts of the country. There have also been bureaucratic impediments. However, in collaboration and really coordinating efforts, the entire humanitarian network has been able to reach a large proportion of these children. However, the situation continues to worsen. And as I described earlier, with increasing levels of food insecurity, we can only assume today that we have a looming food crisis in the future. And this will further impact on children and families.
At this stage, what is UNICEF asking for to alleviate the suffering of those children?
So UNICEF, along with the entire UN humanitarian network, jointly developed a plan. And there was a release recently of the Yemen humanitarian plan, which had an ask of $2 billion. For this area of really looking after the needs of children, UNICEF has appealed for $236 million to continue to provide life-saving assistance to children in war-torn Yemen. As of today, we have been able to mobilize about 20% of these urgently needed funds.
Tell us more about the programs undergoing now in Yemen to revert the situation.
So under the humanitarian action, definitely one of the key elements is addressing the nutrition crisis. And UNICEF, along with other partners, is doing everything possible to make sure that the children receive life-saving care, and both in health as well as nutrition. In addition, we are also working to ensure that children who are out of school due to either damage to schools or schools not being used are able to continue their education and are supported for that. We also work in the area of WASH, which is water, sanitation and hygiene, since this is so critically linked to nutrition outcomes. Most importantly, we also monitor the grave violations against children. This is a critical area of work where we really monitor and address the issues related to children being killed, maimed, or recruited as part of the conflict. We also register and highlight the attacks on civilian infrastructure, especially those related to children, such as schools and hospitals, and really advocate to all parties to the conflict to refrain from engaging in violations of children's rights.